Talk to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk Dad podcast, episode 136. I've got Phoebe here with me.
Hello.
And by here with me, I mean on the other end of the Skype line.
Yes, 1,000 miles away.
You're back in college. This is your first podcast since you went back after the holiday, right?
Yep.
And do you have different roommates now? So you moved dorms?
I do. I did move dorms. I actually love my new room so much.
You have all your own room all by yourself?
Yeah. Okay. Well, two good things about it. I love my roommates. Like, they're really fun and I really liked living with them. But also, I only have two and it's a 4-person suite. So I have a shared room. So, like, bigger than the private rooms all to myself because no one else moved in. And it's the best.
That doesn't seem like living the college lifestyle if you get a room all by yourself.
Okay. It's still, you can get a private room in college. You didn't even live in a dorm, Dad.
It's true. It's true, but
don't talk to me about the college lifestyle
while I was dating her.
Okay. That's not the same thing.
Oh, I think it's pretty awesome. I'm just saying.
Anyway, it is really nice.
I have people.
Well, it's still like our dorms are small. Like my shared room is still 10 feet by 12 feet. So like not big,
but there's
two beds and I moved all of the extra furniture under the other bed because it all fits under the way the room's designed. So I have all the space. I have a nice little cello corner. So I actually have space in my room to practice cello, which is amazing.
Nice.
I know, because there's usually no space at all. Just over by the windowsill so I can prop up music on the windowsill. And then I have double closet space, which is way handy.
Yeah.
I have a little shoe rack. The shelves are movable. So I moved them all down to like the lowest setting. And it's just a nice little shoe rack. It's great.
And also you can podcast whenever you like.
I know. My old roommates didn't like me podcasting.
Yeah.
Or me. They didn't like me either.
Well,
that's only partially true.
Because,
but,
you know,
new room now.
You wanted them to be somewhat quiet while you podcast, and I don't think they wanted to be somewhat quiet.
No, they didn't.
So, how's everything going?
Things are going good. Just got back to college. Today I just walked. I like literally just came back from choir practice and it was snowing a ton. And it's like almost a mile walk from
in the snow uphill both ways. See, now you're getting stories
uphill,
you can tell your children.
But I will just say I had like a wide variety of pastries available today after choir practice.
Yeah.
Because they like to bribe us with food. And I had a Danish in my hand, and I was walking back, and like the probably 30 seconds into my walk home, I took a bite of it, and the first thing that I bit into was just snow.
It was coated in snow?
Yeah, like I just felt snow. Like it felt like just biting into a snowball.
Is there snow on the ground there?
Tons of snow right now.
Like how deep would you say the snow is?
Well, it all got cleared off, and then it was actually warm today. It was like in the 40s. But then tonight it snowed a lot, so it's probably going to be back to being. But I don't know. The sidewalks were all cleared off, but now there's like at least 2 inches of snow.
But like
in the last like hour.
Like not the sidewalks, like on the grass or whatever.
Like a foot? I don't know. There's really tall snowbanks that are like as tall as me.
That's a good amount of snow.
It's a lot of snow.
That's good.
I like it. I told myself that I'm not allowed to start resenting snow.
No. No, it's still early for that.
Well, ever. I'm not allowed to ever start resenting snow.
Never.
It's a personal rule.
For like the rest of your college career.
Yeah. No, I always loved snow. And then people would complain about it and be like, stop complaining. It's snow. So I don't let myself be. I'm not allowed to.
It is nice because where you are, they have big fluffy snowflakes.
Yeah. They're like humongous compared to Texas. Like Texas is really just like freezing rain.
Yeah. When we do have it, it's usually what they call the wintry mix, which isn't really great for anything other than, you know, maybe every 3 years, maybe canceling school.
It used to be every year. Now, hasn't happened in a while in Texas.
Hasn't been for a while, no. I keep thinking this year we might, because we've had a lot of cold weather.
Mm.
And then it seems like it warms up and then we get rain.
That's what happened last year. We had tons of like really, really, it actually got super cold in Texas last year and then it rained a lot, but not at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But here we have lots of snow. And the amount that it snowed in the last like hour, it would have been enough to cancel school like without question in Texas.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like no question at all.
Yeah, but nothing like that's happening here. So
yeah,
it's too bad for the boys.
I know.
They would really love it to snow. I mean, there was one day where we had like, I don't know, like a 10% chance of a wintry mix and everyone had their fingers crossed, but nothing really happened.
Well, you know what other good news I have?
Yes. But tell the podcast.
I will. So I don't know if I've said it on here before that I was auditioning for Utah State University's music therapy program, which one of the best, it's like ranked one of the best in the country. It's like the hardest to get into. I just got past the first round of auditions.
It's very impressive. The studio audience is very impressed.
I know. Thank you, live studio audience. It was supposed to be like a record-breaking year for how many people auditioned. So hundreds, they didn't say, but hundreds. Because I know in the past they've had like 200 people audition. And this is just a preliminary audition. So I still got one more round to go. But
you had to like videotape your audition, right?
Yeah, I videotaped me singing and playing guitar to build me up Buttercup. And I answered some interview questions. But yeah, there was like, I think there's about 88 people remaining, and then there's a really tough audition process coming up in a couple weeks now. And after that, 15 people make it to the program a year, 12 to 15.
That's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. I'm pretty stressed.
Yeah. I think it's good, though, that you've done, you know, when you did academic decathlon, in a weird way, I think that was really good preparation for this. Even though academic decathlon had nothing to do with music therapy.
I don't know if I would agree with that at all, but maybe.
Well, because you had the interview thing.
And you had the, you're looking for very different things there. You had the speech thing.
It is different, but it's still standing in front of people and presenting.
I suppose.
And if you wouldn't have had that experience, I think it would be harder for you.
I think other things I've done have definitely prepared me better. But I will say academic decathlon was such like, honestly, like a blessing in my life because it taught me how to study. And I think all of my good grades in college, all because of that, like hands down. Cause just the format of like studying a ton and then having one big test where you just have to like vomit up tons of information. That's like what ACTEC was. And then.
Yeah. College is a lot more like that.
Yeah. It helped me so much. It was like the biggest thing that prepared me for college.
And you know what's really like that actually is law school. I'm not saying I'm encouraging you to go to law school, but
I would
law
say school, anything, almost all the classes in the past, are like that. You've discouraged me to go to law school.
Yeah. But usually in law school, it's like you take a class and the only test you have is at the end of the class.
Yeah.
So it's like you're studying the whole time, trying to keep up. And then you have one big test, that's your whole grade.
Probably why a ton of people party and flunk out of law school.
Yeah, well, I think it's a real adjustment for a lot of people the first time they do it, depending on like what they studied in college.
Yeah.
It can be tough, but it's once you get used to it, it's really not that hard. It's just a different way of approaching classes.
Yeah.
So, you want to know what, you know, I can't talk. Do you want to know what's going on here?
What is going on there?
I have, for the last 2 weeks, every day I have walked to lunch from my office.
Mom was telling me that.
Yeah, I've sort of gotten in this habit of walking to lunch. So there's nothing really close to my office, but about like a mile and a quarter away, there are some restaurants. So when I walk, it's like... Is it Shops at Legacy? Yeah.
Or was it called Legacy Hall?
Yeah, there's this development called Legacy West. Or sometimes I'll even walk across the highway to the Shops at Legacy.
I would walk there for that. It's good food.
Yeah, it's...
It's like way good food. I really wanted to go over the break there, but it never happened.
So in total, I end up doing about like 2.5, maybe even 3 miles of walking over lunch. Walk there, I have a little lunch, and then I walk back. And I've really liked it. I really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed all the walking.
Yeah.
And since I started, I've lost like almost 6 pounds.
Oh, nice.
But
I hit my step goal today. So,
yeah, I mean, I think I started with like, I don't know, I was carrying some extra weight through the holidays.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to lose that. But I enjoy the walking. I find I really look forward to it. I don't know, like it helps get my head right, you know? And I always walk around the lake. There's this lake outside of my building. And I see all the geese. There's a bunch of I just about said Hawaiian, and I have no idea why. A bunch of Canadian geese by the lake. And then there are a few ducks. And I don't know if you've seen, like, on Twitter and on BuzzFeed, there's a story about the goth duck, the goth Australian duck.
That vaguely rings a bell.
So you know the Mandarin duck that is in Central Park that everyone freaked out over?
Yeah.
Well, this is like the new one, only it looks like a goth duck. And it's got like this weird like tuft of hair that kind of goes in the back. And it's like black and white and it's all edgy. I swear there's one of those ducks in the lake, but I haven't been able to get a good look at it. And it's only one. Most of the ducks are just normal mallard ducks and Canadian geese. But there's this one duck that looks like the duck in Australia, but I haven't been able to get close enough to it to take a picture. But mostly it's like I just get to either, you know, a couple of times mom's come with me, but most of the time I'm just on my own listening to podcasts, listening to headphones, and just walking. And it's really relaxing, like just walking all by myself in the middle of the day, getting up from my desk, moving around. I don't know.
Yeah.
So far it's been pretty good.
Do you remember the crazy duck that like hung around our house for a little while when we were kids?
Elizabeth
and I were kids?
The strange psycho duck.
Yeah, I actually wrote a story about that it was like the state writing assessment or something for fourth grade, and I definitely got full points, so it was...
I remember the duck, crazy but duck. What were your feelings about the duck? Were you afraid of the duck?
I was in awe and reverence, and also fear, probably. Reverence and awe.
Yeah.
It was like this weird, part of me feels like we've told the story before.
I think we might have. We might have referred to it.
We've had this podcast for so many years now that I just never know. But
yeah, we're maybe repeating ourselves, but that's okay.
Yeah, but it was this duck, and it had like weird feathers sticking out everywhere, and it made this horrible screeching sound.
I think it was just an ordinary duck. It was just in a bad way. No,
but
it
also
bad shape.
No, like it also weird was like red
feathers sticking out.
It was like weird colors, but it also
I thought
weird
it was just
feathers.
Gray, but it had like. Odd feathers.
I swear it was like a weird color, like not the usual duck color. And it had feathers like just huge tufts of feathers everywhere. And it made this horrible screeching noise.
Yeah.
Like it didn't sound like, I was going to say it didn't sound human, but it didn't sound like a duck.
And for some reason it was hanging around our house.
Yeah.
Which our house wasn't like right on a lake.
It wasn't like aggressive or anything.
It was
but
just strange.
Yeah, it was just this very strange duck. I can't remember what we called it. We had a name for it.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
It was just one of those ducks that you look at it and you go, there's just something not right with that duck.
There was a couple, because we lived near some duck ponds in our neighborhood. Yeah. There was a goose that would help kids cross the street in the morning.
Yeah, it was kind of a famous goose. I think they did a story on it in the
They did in the news. But you know who covered it first?
You did.
No, Elizabeth did. Elizabeth had a bus newspaper called the 520 Weekly.
Was it just Elizabeth's?
I believe it started out as Elizabeth's, and then once she graduated and went to middle school, I continued it on with my friends.
Yeah.
But it was originally just Elizabeth's, and she would pass it around the bus every week, and she covered it first before the news got it. So, but it was this duck, it was this goose, and it would walk across with the crossing guard every morning with the kids to cross the street. And then there was like a dancing duck that Elizabeth and I would follow around at the park. There were some weird ones.
The goose was really funny because it was just a wild goose. It wasn't like a domestic goose or anything.
No, I think they found out it might have been an escaped pet.
Yeah.
Like way later down the line.
Somehow it was socialized, but most geese are not that friendly. In fact, some geese can be kind of aggressive. I remember one time you got attacked by a goose.
Yeah, well, we've all been attacked by a goose at one point or another.
Have we? The Canadian geese that I walk past, they kind of leave me alone. I've never had any trouble with them.
Those geese were... Well, I remember I was... Oh, I just knocked something over. I was afraid of the geese. So I went to have a picnic with mom when I was probably like 3 years old. Like I wasn't in school yet. And I remember being so scared that I would just climb up to the playground and like refuse to get down because there were geese. And she was like, no, they're nice. So I was walking there and she was like, no, look how nice they are. And one of them just started attacking her, like just pecking her and like running after her. And she was running and it was like, and I was like, doesn't seem very nice, Mom.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. These Canadian geese don't seem to mind. There's a lot of people that walk around the lake, so they're probably used to people. The only bad thing about them is there's lots of goose poop everywhere.
You know
what goose poop looks like?
Yep.
It's like green and gross.
It's really gross.
Yeah. Let's see. What else is going on? I've got a Maisie update.
Oh.
So earlier this evening, before this podcast, I was playing catch with her. You know, your friend Eileen gave her a donut for Christmas.
She did.
The donut has been completely gutted.
I thought so.
She's totally torn through. So it was kind of like about a 6-inch in diameter donut. And it had fabric over the inside. And on the inside, there were like two crescent shaped kind of tubes. And they had squeakers in them. Well, she ripped apart the fabric. The fabric's gone. And so all that's left are like these two crescent-shaped tubes. And I was playing catch with one of the crescent-shaped tubes because she still likes to play with it. She doesn't care that it's totally ripped apart. And I threw it, and she'd bring it back to me. And she likes to kind of play tug-of-war, but eventually she'll like give it to me and let me throw it again. And one time, like, somehow, like, I think she took it, and she went up onto the couch and she dropped it off the couch, which she does sometimes. And then I noticed like she was really, really upset. And sometimes that'll happen like when it goes under a couch.
Yeah.
Or under a piece of furniture and she gets really mad because she can't get it. But this time it was really odd because it was like, it was, you know, there's like a lamp over in the corner by her couch.
Mm-hmm.
Under the lamp, there was the cord for the lamp, and the cord for the lamp was kind of in a circle, and the toy was in the middle of the circle of the cord. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it was just like the toy was surrounded by the cord. It wasn't touching the cord. It was just kind of in the middle of the circle of a cord, but because it was there, she would not get it.
That's so
like
funny.
She wouldn't approach
it's like
it.
Like a salt. It's like it's a salt circle.
And yeah, it was like a salt circle, exactly. And she was so mad. And she'd look at me, and I'd be like, well, you can get it. It's right there. I actually filmed this because it was so funny. Yeah. And she'd just look at it, and she'd whine, and then she'd start barking. And I was like, you can go over there and grab it, but she wouldn't get it. Well, it was inside that circle of cord.
You know what else she did that with?
What's that?
When a toy would fall under the Christmas tree.
Oh yeah, that's actually
she
good.
Would like, well, she wouldn't even whine. She had like, she would like literally, and it was weird because she would go under the Christmas tree and she would look at the toy, but she wouldn't pick it up. Like she refused to.
Oh really?
It was
under the tree's protection.
She would look at it and be like, well, I can't get that until Christmas.
Yeah, but she wouldn't get this toy. Like, and the circle wasn't very big. I mean, she could like reach down there and pick it up without like stepping inside the circle, but she just wouldn't. It was like somehow protected by the cord.
Maybe she's a demon.
It was very strange.
Like a weird subspecies of demon.
There are times when I believe that she is part demon. There are times. Yeah.
When you see her around balloons. Oh, that was the other thing. Not the last time I heard her, but over the summer I heard her whine. I could not figure out why. And she would just whine and whine and whine and like kind of start growling. And I found out it was because there was like a deflated balloon in the corner.
Yeah. So that's our Maisie update. Anything else exciting going on?
Just going to classes. Today I wrote a rap about music and evolution.
That is exciting.
It was really a hip hop track. They were singing and rapping. We split into groups and she was like, because we were learning about song form and my psychology of music class. And she was like, okay, guys, you all need to make up raps about what we've learned so far and use like this form or whatever. Not raps. They had like a backing track and she was like, mix something up to this beat.
Yeah.
And we did. And it was pretty good.
I hear you've been doing some cooking.
Yeah, I cooked last Sunday.
For a whole group of people?
Yeah, all my friends. I told them, I've been trying to get this together for a while, and it never happened. And then this time they were like, this is so great. We need to do this every week. And I was like, been trying to for a while, but I had them all chip in like $5 and I made salmon, some like, you know, butter, lemon, garlic, salmon, and some broccoli, just like cooked broccoli. And what else did I have? Garlic bread. And then we got some Martinelli's and some cheesecake. It was really good.
It sounds like quite a feast.
It was really tasty. And then I don't know if we'll do it this week.
How
but
many
I know
people did you cook for?
It was like five.
Five people. Okay. So it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't like masses of people. It was enough that you could do it in the little community kitchen.
Yep. I think it's supposed to be six, but that didn't happen. But yeah, I think I've got a friend who told me he really wants to learn how to bake bread. So I'm going to make bread with him this weekend and then maybe I'll make dinner again. I don't know.
That'd be good. That'd be good. Yeah. I had, this is completely unrelated, but I had an exciting discovery today. There's a new Dragon Ball movie that just came out.
Yeah, I saw that in our family group chat.
In the theater this weekend. Mm. And it's the reason it's exciting for me is like when I was in Japan, so I lived in Japan as a missionary in 1991 and 1992, mm-hmm, which is a long time ago, back in the 20th century. And at that time, like Dragon Ball was super popular in Japan. And I guess it's never really not been popular since then. And now it's even popular here. Like back then, no one in America really knew what Dragon Ball was.
Yeah.
And so the first time I saw like a Dragon Ball movie was actually while I was a missionary, which you're not really supposed to do as a missionary, but some people invited us over and showed it to us and I kind of liked it. It was fun.
Yeah.
And funny. So now like
rules.
Many years later, what is that? 25 years later, there's actually going to be one in the theater. I think I'm going to take the boys to it. And maybe Elizabeth, she said she might be interested.
If you want to fly me in, I'll watch it with you.
Okay. I'll have to check and see if there's any air tickets available. I don't think there will be.
I don't think so.
So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball is kind of funny. I mean, it's really dorky, but it's kind of funny because there's a lot of comedy in it too, especially like in the older ones, the older comics. So when I was in Japan, I bought like some of the very first comic books and brought them home with me to just kind of help study Japanese. And that's especially cool. The early ones are like really jokey. There's a lot of comedy in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just fighting and, you know, anime. There's a lot of funny stuff in it too. So I'm kind of looking forward to it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Let's do some news.
Now your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
I've got a story. I've got a story that has, I think some audio is appropriate for the story. Let's see how long it takes you to recognize this. I don't think it'll take very long. You might have heard about this story. You recognize this, of course. Oh. You turned on the video. Now I can see you bopping.
I had to turn it on just so you could see how hard I was bopping to that song.
So, a German Nambian artist has set up an art installation in Africa, in the Nambian Desert, so that this song will be playing indefinitely.
I love this song.
His art installation is called Toto Forever. Max Sedentoff, who's 27, set up some solar batteries, an MP3 player, and 6 speakers to play this song on a loop for the rest of history in the Nambian Desert. So Africa by Toto is going to be playing in Africa. You know, this song was popular when I was a kid.
This is such a good song.
In fact, I remember like when I was probably like Henry's age, like taping this song off the radio.
Oh my gosh.
Like waiting it's for it so to come good. On and like taping it on a cassette tape and then playing it. It's such a mellow song.
Do you know, I have like very, very strong, like very nostalgic memories tied to this because it reminds me so much of my senior year.
Yeah. Because
and, like, the reason why
Go ahead and tell us why.
Well, for academic, music keeps cutting, so it's like,
I'll turn down the music a little.
I think it's not connecting or something. Anyway, it got louder.
On my end, it's fine.
It's louder over here. Okay, anyway, my senior year, our academic decathlon theme for the year was Africa. So we were singing this all the time, and there were schools that had, like, Africa lyrics. Like, I brought the rains down from Africa, like, on their t-shirts.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
Yeah,
I never knew what that said, actually. When I was a kid, I always thought it just said, I thought it was, I'd miss the rains down in Africa.
Oh.
Like, I don't know.
No, he was in Africa,
and he would go home, and then he'd miss the rains.
Yeah.
But I guess it's,
anyway,
bless the rains down in Africa.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
I don't really know what that means.
I don't know, but it's a good song. And we would sing it all the time. And then I just remember after our, like, end of year banquet, my friend and I were feeling very, like, nostalgic because it was our last year and we were sad. So we just, like, blasted that song the whole way home.
So the artist says that the desert is around 55 million years old, making it the perfect spot for the installation. Hopefully the song will play just as long, he told CNN. Even though Africa by Toto was released in 1982, it is still very much present in today's pop culture and frequently used for memes, and entire Reddit pages are dedicated to the song. I was very intrigued by this and wanted to play the song in the ultimate homage and physically exhibit Africa in Africa. The artist said he will not reveal the exact location of the installation. He said it's like a treasure that only the most loyal of Toto fans can find.
I love that.
So Dad, if you find yourself in the Namibian desert, you can look for this installation.
Dad, let's go find the installation.
Yeah. There's pictures of it in the news story. It looks like it's just like at a sandy desert.
Wow.
Like on some sand dunes.
It's what I would imagine the Namibian desert to be like.
Yeah, I suppose.
You want me to read mine?
Yeah.
All right, mine, the caption. I'm just going to read the title because I like the title. It's All the Rage. Beijingers vent their stress in an anger room.
Way to
go. So it says, it took Smash customer, I don't know how to say this name, QCU, just a few sharp blows with a baseball bat to wreck what looked like an old car radio, after which two friends battered telephones, audio speakers, rice cookers, and even a mannequin. So all three paid about $23 to spend half an hour in an anger room in Beijing, where patients wearing protective gear use hammers and bats to vent their frustration on household objects, while staff play their music of choice in their background.
What do you think about this?
Yeah, I'd be down.
It sounds kind of fun, doesn't it?
I feel like more and more, I feel like millennials are creating, like, I feel like this generation just isn't afraid to just create all those things they always wished existed.
It's like kind of like the kid in you. It's the same part of your personality that likes to pop bubble wrap, except even more aggressive, right?
Yeah. But I feel like this generation is the one who, if they had the money, would put a slide in their mansion, you know?
Yeah.
Would make bookcase secret passageways. This is just what I've been noticing.
Just smashing the heck out of some stuff while, like, they blasting some music that you really enjoy.
I think they're just saying, like, why not?
Yeah, it does sound kind of fun.
Has some quotes. It says, I feel so good when I destroy those bottles and watch them explode, she said, smiling sweetly. And it says, it's not intended to promote violence. Smash aims to help people deal with the pressures of living in big cities like Beijing, adding that their target customers are between 20 and 35 years old. So millennials.
Mm, yeah. So it's catharsis for people who are dealing with city life.
Yeah. I mean, I would do it. I think that'd be fun. I don't know. Would you enjoy that?
I would. I would enjoy it. It just sounds like, I don't know what would be the most enjoyable. I don't know about like a big screen, flat screen TV like they have now. One of those old tube TVs, it seems like, would be a lot more enjoyable.
It makes me wonder what it would be like if I just, like, let myself go. Because I feel like that's very, like, not my personality.
Yeah.
And I almost wonder if I could do it. But I think I could. But I feel like it would scare me a little bit, you know? To, like, unleash that part of me that's so repressed.
Yeah.
It's a weird way to phrase that. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I like the quote later in the article where he says, if you have money, you can smash anything. Smash some TVs, computers, wine bottle, furniture, mannequins. But the only thing you can't do is smash someone.
Oh, yeah. I like that, too.
Oh, and then there's another quote a little bit later on that I found interesting.
Was it a woman brought all her wedding photos here and she smashed them all? We welcome people to bring their own stuff.
Yeah. I feel like there's a story behind that.
Well, I'm sure there's a story, and it's probably that she got divorced, but...
It's probably not that she has warm feelings toward the man she married.
Yeah.
Still, catharsis, right?
Yeah.
All right, I've got another story. There's been another fatality by a self-driving car.
Ooh.
This time, the victim was a robot. A Russian robotics company said one of its autonomous promobots was taken out by a self-driving Tesla on the eve of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. So every year they have this big electronics show called CES, and it's like the biggest electronics show of the year, and it's always in Las Vegas. And they had this Russian company had this promobot, which kind of looked like a little, you know, robot that rolls around and talks to people, and it was on the side of the road, and all of the other cars were driving around it, but this Tesla just plowed right through it, knocked it over, destroyed the robot. The robot had to be put out of its misery.
Oh, poor robot.
Yeah. So an autonomous robot killed by a self-driving car. There's a little bit of irony or something going on there. I'm glad it wasn't a person who was hurt, but it does still, again, raise the question of whether or not self-driving cars are a good idea or not.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe it's because it was like something unexpected, although you would think it's a big object that would still go around it. It wasn't a person. Maybe it just didn't identify it as a person. I don't know. Well, I have a dad quiz.
Ooh.
Dad quiz. That's pretty good.
And I'm going to need to pull it up and then text it to you.
Okay. Hopefully my phone doesn't die.
Okay. I saw this quiz today on Twitter, and I thought it was funny, and so we're going to do it. It is a quiz from Mental Floss called Who Wrote It, Edgar Allan Poe or an Emo Band?
Okay.
So, the first question. Here's the quote. And I know in my heart we all die, like the day and the night, like the sun and the sky. Was that Edgar Allan Poe or an Emo Band?
I'm going to guess Emo Band on that one.
I'm also guessing Emo Band.
Yep. We are correct.
It is from Light with a Sharpened Edge by The Used.
Nice.
Second one. And all I loved alone.
I'm going to say Edgar Allan Poe, maybe.
I'm also going to say Edgar Allan Poe.
Yep.
And we're right. It's from the poem.
Oh, I alone. Know the next one.
Next one is, sure. I stand amid the roar of a surf tormented shore.
This is like my favorite poem ever, and it's Edgar Allan Poe.
Yep.
Sorry, I should have let you guess first.
I know that one too, actually. I like that.
I love that. I memorized also. That for a project in middle school, and I was maybe in seventh grade, and I really, really like that poem.
It is the poem, it's A Dream Within a Dream, by Edgar Allan Poe. The fourth quote, and maybe we should make a little pause here so anyone who's listening can guess themselves.
Oh, true.
Here's a quote. Exhale, another wasted breath. Again, it goes unnoticed.
I'm going to say, can I say my guess?
I'm going to say Emo Band.
I'm going to say Emo Band too.
And yeah. We're correct so far.
We've been doing pretty good.
We're 4 for 4, right?
Yeah.
We're both 4 for 4. All right, the next one is, come, let the burial rite be read, the funeral song be sung, an anthem for the queenliest dead that ever died so young. I know this one too.
Is it Edgar Allan Poe?
It is. It's Annabelle Lee. Okay. Oh, no, it's Lenore.
Lenore. That's not Annabelle Lee.
It's Annabelle Lee. It's a little bit like Annabelle Lee, but it's Lenore.
Yeah.
Those are similar poems. Here's the next one. Years of love have been forgot in the hatred of a minute.
I'm going to say Emo Band.
I'm also going to say wrong. Emo Band, and we're both wrong.
Ah, it was his poem,
That too. Really sounds like an Emo Band, though, doesn't it?
It totally does. I got that. Okay.
So we got the first one wrong.
Yeah.
The next one. I felt that I breathed in an atmosphere of sorrow. Ooh, that one's tough.
I'm Can I say?
Yeah.
I'm going to say emo band.
I am also going to say emo band. And we're both wrong again. That's from The Fall of the House of Usher.
And
it's not a poem that time. It's from a short story. That's a good short story. Have you ever read that?
Mm-mm.
That's really good. Lay still like the dead, from the razor to the rosary. We could lose ourselves and paint these walls in pitchfork red.
Now I'm afraid to guess emo band, but I feel like it is.
I also think that's an emo band. We got that one right. It's from My Chemical Romance.
Okay.
It's not a fashion statement.
It's funny that I know more of the Edgar Allan Poe lines than the emo band.
I know, it is funny. I always liked Edgar Allan Poe. I did like a report on Edgar Allan Poe in school.
Mm-hmm. He's good.
All right. The next one is never to suffer, never to have been blessed.
I'm going to.
I think this is Edgar Allan Poe. But I don't know.
I'm going to go emo band just so we can have one that's different.
I'm going to say Edgar Allan Poe.
I was wrong.
And I was right. It's from Revelation. I'm not familiar with that. I don't even know if it's a poem or a story. All right, number 10. And all of the corpses walk step by step to the rhythm of their once beating hearts. that's so perfectly like could be either one.
I know. I'm going to say emo band, though.
I'm going to say girl. I'm going to say emo band, actually.
You're right.
That's from Core of Corpses by Hawthorne
I just think
Heights.
A girl in Poe's writing is just a little bit better than that.
Perhaps. Or at least a little bit more, literate. Not literate. What's the word I'm looking for? Like literature. I don't know.
Like artistic?
Yeah, I don't know.
All
right. Number 11.
Literary?
Literary. Yeah, that's what I meant.
There you go.
Next quote. Deep in earth, my love is lying, and I must weep alone.
I'm going to guess emo band.
I think this one is Annabelle Lee. No, it's called Deep in Earth. He has a lot of poems about dead women. Have you ever noticed this?
Yeah. For some reason, I read My Love is Lying, and I was thinking, not telling the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Which doesn't... It makes sense. Now that... If I think I would have read that as she was dead, I might have guessed Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah. Number 12. Every moment of the night, forever changing places, and they put out the starlight with the breath from their pale faces. Ooh, that's a tough one. That one's tough. I'm going to guess emo band.
Ooh, I think I am too. Oh, we were wrong.
We were both wrong. It's from the poem Fairyland. Number 13. Dressed in a fashion that's fitting to the inconsistencies of my moods.
I'm going to say emo band because
it sounds like an emo band to me too.
Because I don't think Edgar Allan Poe talks in first person as much.
It is.
He kind of does, but not in that way.
By
yeah,
Taking
I was right.
Back Sunday, Ghost Man on Third.
Yeah.
Number 14. There's only a few more. Leave My Loneliness Unbroken. That's pretty short.
I'm going to say Edgar Allan Poe. I'm not sure, though.
Just to be different, I'm going to say emo band.
I was right. Oh,
it's from The Raven.
I forgot. That is from The Raven.
Yeah.
I totally memorized part of that. I think I memorized that for the same unit in middle school, but.
Yeah. Number 15. String from your tether unwinds, up and outward to bind. I was spinning free with a little sweet and simply numbing me.
Simply. I'm going to say emo band.
I'm also going to say emo band.
Oh, it's Jimmy Eat World. Is that even emo?
Yeah, they're emo.
Oh.
They're sort of the popular
I've only heard
end
one
of emo,
song
but
from
yeah,
them.
They're emo.
I only know the middle.
They were kind of one of the original 90s emo bands.
Well, I like the middle.
Which is one of their more poppy songs. 16, last one. Die Young and Save Yourself.
Emo band.
I'm going to say Edgar Allan Poe.
I was right.
I was wrong. Does that mean we tied?
I don't know. I got to see how many I got right first. It doesn't tell me. 1, 2, 3.
It didn't tell you? It told me.
Maybe I didn't see
Scroll down.
How many I got total?
Yeah. I got 11 out of 16.
I also got 11 out of 16. So
we tied.
It says, you know your Poe. I am very in touch with your emotions. Honestly, I know Edgar Allan Poe better than
applauds
emo music.
Somberly.
Yeah.
Yep. I think I do too. That was a funny quiz. I liked it. All right. Well, this podcast may be a little bit shorter than normal, but that's okay because I'm kind of tired.
I am too.
It's been a long week already. But there's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
So, for the treat yourself, you found a treat, and then I had to find it here.
Did you find it?
I finally did. It took me a little while.
Oh, really? Where'd you get it?
Well, I started out looking at grocery stores, went to a couple different grocery stores, and finally found the donuts. These are limited edition, Valentine's edition Hostess snack cakes.
Can I say, I'm so excited for these. Literally, when I got them, I wanted to eat them immediately, and I was like kind of sad I couldn't. And I'm way pumped for them. I think the cupcakes look way good.
So the there's two things. There's the cupcakes. There's dark chocolate and raspberry cupcakes.
Like Hostess cupcakes. I got mine at the campus like convenience store that I'm allowed to use like my meal swipes on. So like one meal swipe is like $7. And they were so expensive. They rip you off there. It was like $2.50 per Hostess snack cake.
And then there's like chocolate or frosted strawberry covered mini donuts. So the donuts. And they're strawberry flavored with chocolate frosting or fudge frosting. So I first went to Kroger, and that's where I found the donuts. And it's actually like in a big bag. It's not like just a little,
really?
Row of donuts.
So you have a ton of them.
That was the only one they had. I know. I'm going to have to like not eat very many of them or else it doesn't do me good to walk for lunch.
Yeah. Eat them on your walk.
But they didn't have the cupcakes at Kroger. So I went to the corner store, little convenience store. And I went in there and I got the cupcakes. And as I was buying the cupcakes, the guy at the counter said, he said, you know, those donuts are really good. They're even better.
Really?
I didn't say anything like, oh, I already have a big bag of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, great. So which one do you want to try first?
We should try the cupcakes first since apparently the donuts are even better. Although I have very, very high expectations for the donuts because they're dark chocolate raspberry. I love dark chocolate raspberry.
I have to admit, I'm not a huge fan of Hostess cupcakes, but I am intrigued by the dark chocolate raspberry.
Maybe I'll be disappointed, but dark chocolate raspberry might be one of my favorite like flavor combinations.
Yeah.
Can I try it?
Yep.
I want to first just break it open and look at that raspberry cream. It looks really good.
Okay,
what do you think?
I do have an opinion. I think that these are...
yum, 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 delicioso!
I do too. I wish it was a little more dark chocolatey and a little more raspberry-y.
Yeah, I think they can amp the flavors up a little bit more, but the flavors that are there are good.
I mean, yeah, you can't argue with that, though. I might even go buy more at the convenience store on campus that rips you off.
That rips you off. Did you say you were able to buy these with your meal plan?
I am. That's one of the...
That's kind of ridiculous.
It's the only place that's like that, really. The rest are just like little cafes or like the dining hall.
It's kind of ridiculous that they'll let you buy Hostess cupcakes with your meal plan.
You can get up to $7. You can only use the cash equivalency thing, the $7 thing, like once a day.
Oh, yeah.
But, so it's not like you can use like 10 at once or something. Mm. But
Well, don't get these every day.
I will. But you can get $7 worth of stuff. So I might tomorrow because I have a bunch of meals left for the week.
They're pretty good. I like the flavors together. I like the dark chocolate and it's not like a super strong dark chocolate.
It's not. I wish the raspberry.
It's not a super strong raspberry, but it's a good flavor.
The raspberry is a good flavor. It looks like, I swear it has like real raspberries in it because the color looks like it.
Yeah. Unlike most limited edition things, I think these actually better than regular cupcakes.
This says it has raspberry puree in it.
And most of the time, like when they have a limited edition, it's like, it's okay, but I'd probably rather have the normal one.
Yeah, this is good.
Like I feel that way with a lot of the Oreo special flavors. But this one I think I like better than a regular Hostess cupcake.
It's real raspberry puree.
Real raspberry, huh?
Yeah, I looked. It's crazy. Pretty impressive.
Does it say that on the ingredients, actually?
Yeah, I looked on the ingredients.
Crazy.
Because I was wondering, because it tastes like real raspberry. Pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Should we try the donuts? Frosted strawberry mini donuts. I do like donuts. I think they're one of my favorite Hostess.
Really?
Especially the crumb ones. That have like the crumb donuts.
Oh right, those are good. Like but I feel like the chocolate ones go a little. They're like kind
of
waxy.
I'm not a big fan of the chocolate ones, but I like the powdered ones and I like the crumb ones. Let's see if I like these.
Yeah. These are strawberry. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I gotta say, I think they are...
Meh. M-E-H. Meh.
I think
mine's
they're okay.
Really stale tasting.
They're always stale, though. I think...
And the...
Well, although mine...
It's got that waxy
fudge like
flavor.
That. That's just what donuts are like. I think they could have gone harder on the strawberry flavor because I didn't taste it for a little while.
Yeah, not really. I'm not a big fan.
It's okay. I'll finish the rest of them. I mean, I just have a little pack, though. I don't have a whole bag.
Yeah. Well, I definitely won't finish them out. We'll probably put some of these in the boys' lunch tomorrow, but you think
I'm
they're
sure
okay.
They'll put the whole lot okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I probably could have gone with okay, but they're not great.
I mean,
the problem with the chocolate fudge covered donuts,
they're always waxy.
Yeah, they're really waxy. It's not a great flavor.
I feel like you just haven't had them in long enough because they're always like that.
And
they're always stale and waxy.
We're still like, what, over a month away from Valentine's. So if you were eating this on Valentine's, imagine how stale it would be then.
That's literally how donuts always taste, though. They're always dry and waxy.
I guess. The powdered ones aren't quite as bad. And I feel like the crumb ones are actually a little bit moist. I think that's why I like those the best. So if I'm going to get some, I usually get the crumb ones.
Yeah.
But I have some limited edition.
I actually like those better than the original, though.
Do you? You mean like the original fudge covered ones?
Yeah. Because those are just
the
never
original,
been
are they kind of like a yellow cake inside or a white cake or something?
They don't really have any flavor. They're just like a yellow cake.
Yeah. I mean, they're cute. They're little donuts.
Yeah.
But I think
I like the strawberry. I mean, I think it only improves it. It's not that strong anyway.
Yeah, probably. But maybe it just comes down to I don't like these particular type of donuts very well.
But those cupcakes are good.
The cupcakes are good.
I bet Mom would like those.
I'll have to see.
I was talking to her today and told her.
We've got a little bit of time left on the podcast. Maybe I'll have her come in here and try them.
Yeah. Should go get her.
I will call her.
Hello?
Hey, Allison, do you want to come in here and try?
Okay.
We already tried them, but we have a little bit of time left on the podcast. So we were trying to decide whether you would like these or not.
Okay.
All right. Maisie's chilling out on the couch.
Hey, Maisie.
She's up on the back of the couch cushions.
Mm-hmm. Sweet girl.
We've got Valentine's flavored Hostess snack cakes. There's dark chocolate raspberry cupcakes. And then there's frosted strawberry donuts. All right. Allison's trying them. She's trying the cupcake first.
It's pretty good.
What would you rate them?
I'm going to rate it okay.
Maybe even delicious.
Maybe even delicious.
I rated them delicious.
Real raspberry.
We both liked that one. Mm-hmm. I found it even better than a regular cupcake, which I don't love, but it's pretty good. I think the raspberry actually adds.
I think you're right. I think the regular Hostess cupcake is just fine. This is better.
You want to try the strawberry donut?
Sure.
She's trying the donut. She's making faces. She's thinking. She's swallowing. She's making faces again. She's scrunching up her nose.
Okay, here's the thing about donuts, Hostess donuts.
That's the thing is they're never
that covered in chocolate. The chocolate's waxy.
Yeah.
And I feel like that could be remedied if you warmed them up a little bit, but then it would be just a really big mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't
BB
know.
Agrees. We had already had this discussion.
The flavor is
the
good.
Waxiness of the frosting is
but they're better than
detriment.
But they're better than the regular,
they're
right?
Like, well, it's not like frosting; it's like chocolate coating.
But Phoebe says they're better than the regular. What do you think?
I think the regular's terrible. These taste just the same to me.
They
I can't
the
really
same.
Taste. I
there's a tiny. There's like an
flavor.
Aftertaste.
Yeah. So I rated them meh.
Yeah. I'm gonna try warming one up though.
She's gonna try warming one up in the microwave.
This
She'll
is some
use
live,
a paper towel. That's fine.
That's going to be really messy.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever tried to warm one of these up before. Maybe it does improve them. I always wonder, like, if you were, like, at the Hostess factory, like, right after it was made, would it taste better?
I mean, it wouldn't taste worse.
It probably would taste better, right? Although
I would assume so.
They plan on them being, like, shelf-stable.
Yeah.
But it's still got to be a little better if you're just like right off the assembly line, spit out from the factory.
It's a mess. It is better.
It is a huge mess.
But it is better.
But it is better. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll try it. Is it hot?
Not very.
Oh, it's super messy.
It's so messy. It's just barely warmed up in the microwave, like 10 seconds.
It does improve it. I would up my rating from meh to okay.
Oh, yeah. I think they're edible if you warm them up, but they're so messy.
So messy.
So messy.
Did you just get on my shirt?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I was careful.
All right. Well, that is Treat Yourself, and that is our podcast. Thanks, Phoebe, for being on the podcast. Thanks, Mom, for coming and trying our Hostess limited edition Valentine's Day treats.
Anytime.
And thank you to everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast. You can send us an email at talktodadpodcast@gmail.com. You can message us on Instagram or Facebook at talktodadpodcast. You can find us at talktodadpodcast.com, where you can stream or download all of our episodes. If you want to help us out, the best thing you can do is you can leave us a 5-star review wherever you found the podcast. If you subscribe, rate, and review us, that's the best way for us to get the word out, other than you just telling a friend. If you enjoy the podcast, tell someone about it so that they can enjoy it too. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later.